Tzadichesamid Aleph, first wide line. Amar Ula. Ula says, Ein Yerushalayim Nifis to Ela B'Tzedakah. Yerushalayim can only be redeemed with Tzedakah. Shenemar Tzion B'Mishpat Tipadeh. That Tzion will be redeemed with justice. And V'Shaveh B'Tzedakah will be returned with Tzedakah. So what this means here is the following, that Eliyahu writes that before Galus, you need a simple mitzvah to get back on track, like B'Mishpat, with Mishpat, you follow the Torah, that's fine. However, to return after exile, you need something more. You need tzedakah. There's a whole shaila about whether we're going to rebuild Yerushalayim with mishpat or with tzedakah, and that may relate to whether we're supposed to stay bonei in benching bonei Yerushalayim Amein or bonei Baracham of Yerushalayim Amein. The Maram would say bonei Baracham of Yerushalayim Amein, that we want Hashem to rebuild Yerushalayim with mercy. And the Kolbo Nor Chos Chaim said, no, that Yerushalayim will only be rebuilt with Mishpat, as we find in our Gemara here, that Sion B'Mishpat Tipadeh. So there's a whole discussion. The Berachah Yosef disagrees, but this may relate to, do we believe that we're going to rebuild Yerushalayim with Hashem's mercy, or are we going to, or with justice? The Gemara continues, and says, Amar Papa, I Batli Hirei Batli Meguse, that if the people who are arrogant are removed, then also the Persian Magi will also be removed, who cause pain to the Jewish people. Ibat le'dinei, if the judges, the Jewish judges will be removed, these are referred to the bad judges, but like gizir pate, also the non-Jewish judges who persecute the Jewish people. Ibat le'yihire bate maguse, so if regarding the first line, that if the arrogant are removed, so then the magi are removed. You'll see, as the pasuk says, "Vetzrof kvar sigayach v'asir kol bedilayach." So when the sigayach, the people who are arrogant, are removed, so then the bedilayach will be removed. Those are referring to the magi, because they are badil, they're sehevdel, they're separated from fear of God. Ibat le dayan ibat le gizir patai dechsev, as the pasuk says, "Heisar Hashem yishpatecha pana oivecha." Hashem, when Hashem removes the bad judges, also the enemies will be removed. Amar Rav Yochanan says, "Imra isa dor shemis ma'ed v'holech." If you see a generation that's becoming decreasing, what does it mean decreasing? The Marsha says that there's greater poverty. Chakelo, wait for Mashiach. Shemar v'et am ani toshia. Hashem will save that nation that is poor. Does it mean that wait for the Mashiach, that he's coming right now, or don't give up hope, still have hope in Mashiach coming? Amar Rav Yochanan says that im reisa darshet tzoros rabos bos olav kinar. If you see a generation that so many calamities come like a river, chakelo, still wait for Mashiach. Shemar ki yavo kinar tzar ruach Hashem nosusabo. When the calamities come like a river and it consumes the Jewish people, then v'samech le, the next pasuk says, "Tuval tzion goel," then the Redeemer will come. Amar Rav Yochanan said, "Ein b'David ba ela b'dor shekula zaka b'dor shekula chayav." Rav Yochanan says that Mashiach will only come either with generation that's completely innocent or with a generation that's completely guilty. Pasuk says your nation is all righteous, and therefore they're going to inherit the land, which refers to the redemption. But pasuk says that Hashem will see that there is no man, there's no righteous person, and he will be astounded that there's no one to pray. And therefore, and then the pasuk says, "I will do for my own sake." So it's very strange. Why will Mashiach come if there's no one who is innocent? So first of all, the Marsha says this fits in with Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua above in Machlokes and debate between him and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that we need real tshuva, real repentance, in order to achieve the gula, the redemption. And Rabbi Yeshua said, no, even if we're not, don't do real tshuva, Hashem will appoint a wicked person who will persecute us so much that we will sort of force us to do tshuva. And so this is going with this explanation that if we're totally, everyone's guilty, then Hashem will find a way to redeem us. Why the, why? Now, first of all, the Radak writes when it means that a generation where everyone is guilty, it can't beat everyone. It means Rubo, Kikulo, majority. The Das Chachma Umusar has an interesting way of looking at this. He says that if the generation is completely guilty, then we can be redeemed. Why? Because he says that Tuma, impurity, can only exist when there's Kedusha, when there's holiness. So when there's no more Kedusha, when everyone's guilty, then Tuma will cease to exist. The Aruch Lener is a different way of looking at this. And he's saying that if the whole generation is guilty, then there's no one to teach the people of how to behave. So then basically everything we do is like we're shogim, we're unintentional sinners, and therefore Hashem will redeem us. Kovitz Mamarim says that this is similar to when we were in Egypt. When we were in Egypt, we were on the 49th level of Tuma, and Hashem took us out. Not because we deserved it, because it would have been the end of us had we stayed there any amount longer, and that's similarly what's going to be. Ideally, we should do tshuva, we should repent. If we don't repent and we're at this 49th level of Tuma, that everyone is guilty, then Hashem will save us like in time of Egypt. And there are other ways of looking at this. Michtam Eliyahu says that if everyone is bad, then we're going to be in a hopeless situation. Then if everyone is guilty, if we're in such a hopeless situation, then there's no need for Hester Panim. Hester Panim means when Hashem is sort of hidden, so that to give us the opportunity to do good. But when we're, if everyone becomes bad and everyone's just sitting all the time, there's no point in Hester Panim, Hashem hiding himself. When Hashem hides himself, it's opportunity for us to do good and to be rewarded. If God completely hides himself, so if everyone's bad and everyone's sitting, there's no opportunity to do good anymore, so then Hashem's not going to hide himself anymore. And Yaakov says that right, so let's continue. So Amar Rabbi Alexandri. Rabbi Alexandri said to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi asked the following question. Ksiv be'ita, ksiv achishana. The Pasuk says that Ani Hashem, be'ita achishana. I am Hashem, in its time I will speed, I will hasten the process. So is be'ita? It says ksiv be'ita, ksiv achishana. It's both. So is Hashem going to speed up the redemption, or is it going to be in its time? The Gemara answer is Zachu Achishana, lo Zachu Bita. If we merit through our tshuva, Hashem will speed up the process. If we don't, it'll happen in its time. And in other words, there's a period of time when Mashiach could come, and through our tshuva, so it can come quickly. But if we don't, then there's always an end time where Hashem will cause it to happen by itself. Omar Alexandri, Rabbi Yeshua Alexandri said, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi asked the following question. It's written regarding the coming of the Mashiach. Varu am anane shmaya kvar enash ata. It seems that the redemption is going to come like the clouds of the heavens. It's going to come quickly. And also zaksiv ani v'rochev al chamor. It seems it's going to come slowly, like someone who's riding slowly on a donkey. So our answer is: so it's going to come quick or not quick? So zachu. If we merit it, then it's going to come quickly, like the clouds. If it's not, if we don't merit, it's going to be slowly, like someone's riding a donkey. The Mishkan Os Yaakov points out that Rashi sort of interprets it the way I read it, that basically he's not understanding the Gemara, the simple reading. The simple reading is the Mashiach going to come with the clouds, or is Mashiach going to come on a donkey? Rashi understands it. No, it's the meaning is coming quickly or slowly. Why isn't Rashi explained in a simple way? Because because Rashi believes that Mashiach will come with a donkey. He's going to ride on a donkey. And the Rashi points out in Shmos Perek Dalet that the donkey that Moshe helps his wife and his kids go on when he's going back to Egypt, so that's going to be the same donkey that's going to carry the Mashiach. So he believes there will be a donkey. So therefore, when it says here, if we don't merit, only if we merit, then there won't, then there'll be clouds of the heaven as opposed to the donkey. It doesn't mean that there won't be a donkey. There'll always be a donkey. The question is it gonna be quick or slow? The Gemara continues. Amr alei Shvor Malka l'Shmuel. The Shvor Malka said to Shmuel, Amrisu Mashiach Hamrasi. You say the Mashiach's gonna come on a donkey. Yeah, it's not so nice to come on a donkey. Ishtar alei Susha Baraka the Isli. I'm going to send you a beautiful horse to bring Mashiach. And he's mocking Shmuel. So Amalei Shmuel said back to Shvor Malka, Mi Islach Bar Chiyor Gavne, do you have a sword? Do you have a horse with 100 colors? Because the Mashiach's going to have 100 colors. It's not really, Rashi points out, it's not really that the donkey of Mashiach's going to have 100 colors. He's just trying to push him away. Gemara continues and says, that Rabbi Shua ben Levi Ashech Le'Yahu, Rabbi Shua ben Levi founded Le'Yahu, Da'avei Kaimei, Apitcha Demarita de Rabbi Shua ben Shimon Yochai. He was by the opening of the cave where Rabbi Shua ben Yochai hid from the Romans. Omer Le'i, Asin al-Alma da'asi, am I going to come to Olam Haba? Shua ben Levi asked. Omer Le'i, Im Yotza Adon Hazeh. So Le'Yahu said, yeah, if the master wants it. The master referring to the Shechina. The divine presence wants it. Amr Rabbi Shimon Levi. Shimon Levi says, "Shnayim Yitzi Sham." I saw two people there, meaning Eliyahu and me. The Kol Shloshi Shemati. I heard a third voice. That's the sound of the Shechina, divine presence, but I didn't see it. Amr Lei, and he says back to Eliyahu, "Emas Asai Mashiach. When is Mashiach coming?" Amr Lei, Zil Shaila Ladide. Go ask him. So the Gemara says, "Vehechi Yasi." So he asks, "Where is Mashiach sitting?" So Eliyahu said, "Apischa de Romi, by the gate of Rome." Umay simnei, how do you know what's the sign of Mashiach? How do we know who he is? So Eliyahu said, "Yosef b'nei aniyei sovli chaloim." He's sitting among those who have afflictions, who have wounds, and he also has a wound. V'chulon sharav asuru v'chadzim, and all other poor people with the wounds, they untie all of their bandages at once to clean their wounds, and afterwards they tie the wounds with another bandage at the same time. He just unties one bandage, cleans the wound, and reties it. Why? Because maybe immediately they're going to call me to redeem the Jewish people, and I don't want to delay. Because if he unties all the bandages at once, and he's called, so he's going to have to delay to retie all the bandages. Azal Lagabes, Yeshua ben Levi comes to the Mashiach. Amr Lei, Shalom Alecha, Rabbi Amori. Shalom Alecha, Rabbi and Master. Amr Lei, Shalom Alecha, Bar Levoi. He says, Shalom Alecha, Ben Levi. Amr Lei, Shalom Levi says back to this person, to the Mashiach, Lema Sasimar, when are you coming? When's redemption happening? Amr Lei, he said to him, Hayom, today. Ah. So Shalom Levi, Asala Gabi Eliyahu, he came back to Eliyahu. Amr Lei, my Amr Lech, what did the Mashiach say to you? Amr Lei, Shalom Levi said, Shalom Alecha, Bar Levoi. He said, Shalom Alecha, Amr Lei, ah. Eftachachalach, I promise you and your father that you're going to go to Olam Haba. Because if you weren't righteous, he wouldn't have said Shalom Aleichem. And he went to mention your father. Amar Le, Shikur Shakarli. Yeah, but he said he lied to me. The Mashiach lied to me, he said Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Amar Le, Hayom Asini. He said that today, I'm coming. Velo Asa, but he didn't come. Amar Le, Helchim Aleich. No, this is what he meant to say. Hayom means today. Im Bekolo Tishma'un. Today, if you listen to the voice of Hashem, meaning he can come. So, a couple of things. What was Rabbi Shua ben Levi asking initially to Eliyahu if he's going to go to Olam Haba? You think he's not going to go to Olam Haba? Of course he's going to Olam Haba. So, then Eliyahu says he wants a sign that he's going to go to Olam Haba while he's living. And apparently he remained there for his entire life. There, and the point being that but at the end of the day, before he goes into Olam Haba, or to Gan Eden, so he visits Mashiach, and the point of Mashiach saying he's coming today, but if we listen to his voice, so this again highlights this idea that there could be this time period when Mashiach can potentially come if we do tshuva, and that's the ideal. If we don't, he's going to come at some point at the end. It could be Achishena, that's today, it could be today, Achishena, it could speed it up, if we merit it through our tshuva. If we don't, then it will be later on. But it will come at some point.